Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
Welcome everyone to today's episode. Rupali and I were having a very interesting conversation about what we take from our degrees and what we use on a daily basis. And the conversation was getting too interesting not to record. So here we are, pretty much recording a normal conversation. Reflecting back on our prestigious degrees, Rupali, what do you think of them?
Well, I definitely don't think the same way as I did about it. I think the way we were brought up, education was given a high importance.
Yeah.
And that might be because of the previous generation, how they grew up, may or may not have studied.
Yeah.
And so that seemed to be the best thing in the interest of their child's future.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of them didn't have the choice.
They didn't have
so the fact that they were able to give a choice was a big thing for them. And I'm very grateful for having that choice and being born in the generation that I was, because they really think, and maybe it's true, that they had to work really hard, prioritize survival over any thriving in life because of the lack of that degree or the platform that that gives. So I definitely think there's a value. I agree, and I'm with you on that. The amount of effort and the amount of importance that I placed on a certain course, on a certain degree, was probably misplaced in hindsight.
Yeah, and that might also be because of how our lives turned out, the people we've been exposed to, all of that, right? So it's all very interlinked. I think what a degree brings to my life today is I feel like it's given me the critical thinking abilities, the neural pathways that aid that with more ease, confidence to be able to speak to certain people. Because like you, in a previous episode, we mentioned that having $5,000 in your pocket gives you this confidence that you may not have had otherwise. And so this is something like that, where you kind of have that confidence to speaking to certain people. A lot of people kind of naturally jump to what degree you've done before they even give you that attention that you need.
Yeah, definitely. I think the importance of the specific degree has decreased as we've grown in our careers and in age, I suppose. So we don't socialize with people who are freshly out of university. Previously, I think it used to be a bigger conversation. But I definitely agree. We used to learn about education being a signaling effect, which means that it signals to people that you're smart enough to have gone through the struggle or the hardships or the exams that come with certain degrees, which is why a lot of times, a degree, let's say, in mathematics might be valued higher than, let's say, a degree in music. Speaking in very, plain terminology in terms of society perception. But where I approach this from now is I pretty much ended up going into what was available. And since I was a good student, the best universities and courses, with a lot of hard work, I wouldn't say it just was placed on a platter for me to take. But with the hard work, it was available. So I kind of went into it without being mindful of where my true interests lay. But maybe we were super young at 18 and then again at 21 when I decided to do my master's, to also know where your true passion is. And true passion evolves over time as well. So it's a weighted decision in that sense.
Yeah, and I think the world has changed in terms of how it operates. So the degree that you've done does not dictate what you do in terms of your career, your businesses you build. We had engineers in banking that we had, because they do maths in school, university. But if an engineer has worked in a certain industry, that changes it. So the options we have available are so vast, and the skill set we require to do certain jobs can often be learned.
Yes, and I think the biggest thing we take away, as you very succinctly summarize, is critical thinking, problem solving, and the confidence of approaching people, communicating with people, but also taking risks and having that degree to fall back on. You may not be able to enter the workforce back in the same place exactly where you left off, but you will not be stranded on the road without, while having skills, but having no way to prove your skills. skills. So I think I kind of feel a bit reassured of that.
Yeah, and the other aspect we spoke about just before we started recording also had to do with people that are billionaires that have not studied. And the question in my mind was, do we need a degree to succeed and make do big things in life? Probably not. It's not the only prerequisite. People with degrees have completely not done anything with them too, and not achieved much in the sense of traditional sense of career, business, you know,
success
in that aspect. But people that don't have degrees have done tremendously well. But I think so even people without degrees have so many opportunities and options today. There are so many online skill development platforms that you can kind of jump between as you figure out what you're doing. So I think it's a bit different today.
Yeah, 100%. And I was sharing the experience of someone I know who is a college dropout and quite successful in the material sense, who's also encouraged family members to not go into university, young family members. And that's the path that they've chosen to take. But I understand what you're saying about the world being a different world now compared to when we were studying. I think that there's also a sense of commitment that comes with that university experience, or I don't know if it's a money commitment or just committing to something for 3 years versus, let's say, YouTube University being a substitute. And there are so many courses out there. Rupali and I often talk about being pulled into one direction from the other. And we've probably done enough courses between us in the last 3-4 years to account for a new degree, like a fresh degree, pretty much. Maybe even spent as much as at least a year's worth of tuition cost. But did that see us as committed to the subject material? Some of the courses have not been completed. Some of the courses we have not related to. Most of the courses didn't have a community, so we don't know other people who've done the courses, so there is no friendship network that comes out of it. I don't know. There are all these like softer aspects that I think have a big impact.
Yeah, I agree. I think, again, it links back to mindset, right? So you've committed to your 3-year degree, and as a result of that, you leave with a certain mindset.
Yeah.
Whereas your mindset, if someone's really kind of committed to doing something, regardless of whether they have a degree, they could pick up any skill set they want today and be fully committed even through the likes of YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, we know that for us and for many people that we've spoken to, unless you commit in the financial sense, in the sense of time, you're likely to take it less seriously. But that doesn't mean that people that are fully committed and do online studies, you know, would not achieve results that someone with a degree can achieve. So I think it goes both ways.
It
comes back to mindset. It comes back to what you'd like to do. And people have reinvented. Think about some of the innovations. Think about some of the businesses that have been founded. People have innovated and re-innovated themselves and succeeded at later stages in life too.
True.
Through their kind of learning on the ground through jobs, degrees or elsewhere.
Yeah. I think with the whole kind of commitment thing, it very much is maybe similar to having a personal trainer or a diet coach while knowing exactly what you need to do. So it keeps you accountable, keeps you committed. But you mentioned AI just before we started recording as well. And I think that's a very interesting conversation to have. AI is super new. It's only about 8-ish months from the time we're recording now. And we're seeing a big revolution around it, I would say, which is super interesting because the first few questions from the introduction of AI were about us becoming obsolete as humans or the human workforce becoming obsolete. But I think AI has existed for long enough now for us to know that the value that a human adds to any work or any project is not from their knowledge per se. What I mean is that it's not from knowing definitions of facts, which is a lot of what our schooling education system focused on, at least for me. But it's from how they can apply that knowledge in different situations, whether it's soft skills or technical skills, right?
Yeah, I think with AI, it's such an interesting topic. I mean, I recently came across something that had a poster on the building saying, hey, ChatGPT, build this building, to prove a point that actually you're not replaceable as much as you think you are. And the fear kind of, you know, could result in certain beliefs. But it's interesting because while there are certain efficiencies that at this stage will come out of AI, it's very dependent on how it works. I think the people that are kind of becoming AI pros in inverted commas are also upskilling themselves through their online research. Yeah. And that comes from passion. Yeah. It doesn't come from someone telling you, hey, Kalyani, spend 5 weeks on this program and you're not going to do it.
No.
If you're not passionate about
No, not at all.
So that it comes back to mindset and passion again, where you can kind of the direction you're going.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to say that AI can do so much and can substitute X percent of a human potential, but that pinnacle of decision making or application, like I said, of or soft skills. I mean, why do we still have people answering phones? And why do we get irritated when we come across a virtual assistant on the phone with the bank, let's say? And everyone,
they just don't get it.
They just don't get it. And that's for a reason, right? Because I think human intellect, human emotions, communication, problem solving, critical thinking, everything that you mentioned that we hold dear from our education cannot be fed into AI easily.
No.
Even if it is, it would be in a very so-called robotic way, we think, which is why you can't substitute a good human as part of your team, as part of your organization. And I think a lot of what we've seen in terms of performance does come down to their education, right?
Yeah. So I think for me, I mean, if someone's kind of considering whether to, you know, send their child or recommend a degree to a friend or a sibling or whoever it is, then what I would say is, you know, both types of people are able to succeed.
Mm.
So you need to do, or that person needs to make the choice that's right for them.
Yeah.
But I personally think that my degree has brought me value to date.
Yes.
And so I am biased probably from that angle too.
Yeah.
So that's what I would recommend. But yeah, I think it depends on the situation.
No, definitely. I agree. And this is also for parents who are starting to save up for a college education. We have a college fund for our son. And it does get expensive, which is why it is a real conversation. But we were talking also about maximizing probability to success, right? To succeed. And there is no set formula to success. People who convince you otherwise on YouTube shorts may not know other ways of succeeding apart from their own one way. So there is no set formula. You might yourself know different examples of people who have tried different combination of things and become successful or otherwise. But I would still hold my education dear, even if for periods in my life I wasn't doing something that was directly related to my education. I think it has always had a purpose in terms of giving me so much more apart from just the definitions, models, academic kind of results. Hopefully you found this episode educational in inverted commas, and we'll be back next week with our next episode.
So please share this podcast, leave your reviews, your comments to support us on our journey. We are so passionate about making your lives more abundant with this information.
So with that, we bring this episode of Our Financial Adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions.